Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So you into the club scenes, Leah?
I was just about to ask you the same thing, because I was walking down the street last night and saw a line of people standing outside a club waiting to get... It was at least a block-long line.
Yeah, you got your velvet rope, you got your bouncer, you got the person bringing people in. You got hundreds, maybe, people outside of a club?
Easily.
Imagine a club with thousands waiting, though.
Yeah, but who would wait in a line of thousands to get into a dance club?
Right, but what if instead of dancing and music, you were offering something you can use, like, say, free healthcare?
People might wait in line for that. In fact, funny you should mention it.
It's an interesting concept for a club.
It is. But that the concept that is actually drawing thousands out in California.
An amazing story.
There's the Forum in Inglewood, California. It's a concert venue. It's now a church. People are thousands of people waiting to be seen at a free healthcare clinic that's being offered this next week, this entire week. Stan Brock is going to be with us also. He's the CEO and founder of RAM. It's the Remote Area Medical. They're the people who are offering free health care, free dental, free checkups. We're going to get him on the line as well. But quickly, first, we're going to go to Josh Rogerson. He's there at the clinic. And Josh, what does it look like out there?
There's about 200 people lined up on the sidewalk out front of the entrance to the Forum who are actually got here at 9 p.m. last evening. They gave out the tickets, and now they're waiting to start a line that's not supposed to begin until tonight at 9.
Well, actually, you know, you're in California, so it's actually 4, not quite
even.
4 there?
Exactly. It's just before 4 in the morning here in L.A.
So one of the people that is with you is Rachel Wallace. She took a bus from San Francisco, her and her dog. She heard about the clinic on CNN and came down to get her teeth fixed. Rachel, are you there?
Yes.
Why did you spent $75 for a bus ticket to get down to Los Angeles? Why?
Because if I have a root canal and 4 fillings and 1 x-ray done, I've saved at least $1,000.
How long have you been in line?
About 6 hours.
And how long do you expect you'll be there before you're seen?
Before I'm seen? Well, I will get a ticket, hopefully tonight at 9 o'clock, to be seen on Friday sometime after 5 in the morning.
So this is several days of waiting in Los Angeles to get a root canal done.
And well, it's actually to get all of my dental work done, which is a lot cheaper because I don't have insurance. Right now I don't have work. I was laid off a few months ago. But with no money to pay for any kind of health insurance, let alone dental, the offer to do it for free is worth waiting in line for.
Okay,
I don't have to go to work tomorrow morning. Why shouldn't I wait in line?
That's Rachel Wallace from San Francisco. Also there waiting in line at almost 4 o'clock in the morning, 49-year-old Jimmy Peters. He didn't have quite as far to come. He's from Orange, California. Jimmy has also been there since 9:30 last time. It's the third time he's come to one of these clinics, and he's also there to get his teeth repaired and to look at getting his glasses. I assume getting a new prescription for your glasses. Jimmy?
Yes.
You volunteered to help set up the clinic on Monday.
Correct.
So did you see the numbers of people that were there yesterday?
Yes, I did.
How many people do you think were there waiting? Because a lot of them were turned away, were they not?
Yes. Probably well over 1,000 people.
And how you've been there since 9:30?
Yes.
But the wait is worth it to you?
Well, yes, because I don't have a job right now, so I don't have money to get the work done that I need done. So as far as I'm concerned, they're paying me to stay here in line.
Now, aren't there supposed to be Medicaid programs when you're out of work? Aren't there supposed to be public health options available to you?
Don't know much about it. You know, I just heard about this on CNN, and I wanted to come volunteer, and I'd be volunteering as we speak or during the daytime hours, but I need to be treated. So it's kind of been a wait to get my number so I can be treated, and then I will go back to volunteering for the rest of the till Monday, I believe, that this is going on till.
Okay, well, Jimmy Peters from Orange, California, and Rachel Wallace, thank you. Also, Josh Rogerson brought that to us. He's a public radio producer in Los Angeles. Also on the line with us is Stan Brock. He is the founder and CEO of RAM. They're a remote area medical. Stan, good morning. I understand that the initial idea for RAM came during a time when you were traveling in South America.
Well, I was actually living in the upper Amazon with a tribe of Native Americans called the Wapishanas, and I was badly injured by a wild horse, and while I was lying under that wild horse, all smashed up, one of the Indians said, well, the nearest doctor is 26 days on foot from here. And it was that time, I think, that I got the inspiration for forming Remote Area Medical, RAM, and here we are in Los Angeles, although we still do this in the upper Amazon and Africa and places like that. 64% of all the work we do is here in the United States. We've been doing this for years. This healthcare business that we're all hearing about is not a recent phenomenon. It's been like this forever and ever here in the United States. This is our 576th operation. And here we are in Los Angeles. The first day I brought in 1,500 patients.
Wow. And many of them had to be turned away. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, yes. The greatest impediment to what we have, providing free health care for needy Americans, is that for some extraordinary reason in the United States, a doctor, dentist, nurse, veterinarian, duly qualified and licensed in one state, taking the same exams, meeting the same standards, is not allowed to cross lines, state lines, to provide care in another state. So our problem here at the Forum is that although we are treating many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of people, we're shorthanded. We're shorthanded because California would not allow us to bring in volunteer practitioners from outside the state. The government needs to change that law. Throughout the land, it would be at no cost to the taxpayer and no cost to the government.
I assume, is it safe to say, Stan, that you are a supporter of health care reform?
I'm a supporter of health care reform to the extent of how we do it. If you go back to 1944, when I was in Britain during the height of World War II, the coalition bipartisan government under Winston Churchill mandated health care for everybody. There were 49.7 million people in Britain at that time. You've got the same number of people without access to health care in the United States at this time, 66 years later, in the world's richest country. Can everybody on both sides of the aisle of the government agree to some type of care that's going to take care of those 49 million people? I hope they can. If not, in the meantime, as we have been doing for years at Remote Area Medical, we'll continue doing it for free of care for hundreds of thousands of people that come to these clinics. I think it's very, very sad that people like those that you just interviewed have got to endure and have the intestinal fortitude to wait out there for hours and hours and hours for something that is a right in this country and should be everywhere.
Stan Brock is the CEO and founder of Remote Area Medical. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So you couldn't imagine a greater contrast, people quietly waiting for free health care and these town meetings about health care reform that
are screaming
and yelling. We want you to get involved in this idea of yelling in a democracy. Are you a yeller or not? When has yelling worked in your life? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. And call us with your thoughts about anything on the program. That's 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.